This morning, we turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah 9, as we reflect for a few minutes upon the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the prophecy that foretold him. We're going to begin our reading at verse 2 and then read through verse 7. Isaiah 9, beginning at verse 2. What we hear now is God's word. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with the joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, children, it's finally here. It is finally Christmas Day. We have been looking forward to this day, Sunday after Sunday, for the past month. We've been talking about the celebration of Jesus Christ coming, God with us, Emmanuel. We talked about Emmanuel the sign, Emmanuel the presence, Emmanuel the anointed kingship, and last time, Emmanuel the light. And we see how even that theme of light is once again picked up by Isaiah in verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. The light of the world breaking in to the darkness all around. A celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. This morning, we look at the prophecy from Isaiah chapter 9, a text that helps us to rejoice, to celebrate in what God did in the sending of his Son, a text fitting for a Christmas morning to celebrate God with us. To us, a child has been born. Isaiah describes the joy of that celebration. Verse 3. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. The joy of harvest time. Now, it was just a month ago, on a Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we gathered here once again. We gathered to celebrate and to thank God for all the blessings he had given to us. And it was proper, it was fitting, it was right to do that. And it's fitting for us today as well to thank God for the glorious gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, given to us, his people. Now, maybe, kids, today, perhaps already, you have opened presents in your home. Maybe last night already you opened presents. We haven't opened presents at our home yet. So if the sermon is short, you will know why, as I want to get to that. But we exchange gifts, we receive gifts, and we are so thankful. So thankful not only for the gift, but for those God has placed in our lives. On this day, we thank God for the glorious gift He has given in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who takes us out of darkness as that light begins to spill over all of creation. It's right, it's fitting, it's proper that we should gather on Christmas morning to begin our celebration here, thanking God for what He has done for us. The prophet says, verse 4, "For the yoke of His burden and the staff of His shoulder and the rod of His oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian." And these pictures that Isaiah uses here of a yoke, of a staff, of a rod are all pictures of oppression, of someone being put down, of captivity. And the prophet says, you have broken those things, you have broken that oppression, as on the day of Midian. What was the day of Midian, children? The day of Midian looks back to a story told us in the book of Judges about a man named Gideon. And Gideon was going to go fight against the Midianites. And Gideon amassed a huge army, over 30,000 men ready to go and fight. And God said, "That's too many. That's too much. Send some of them home." And over two-thirds left. He was still left with a strong army, 10,000 men. And God says, "No, that's too much." And the army was pared down until there were only 300 men left. And then those 300 men were not armed with swords and with bows, but into battle they took torches and trumpets. And as the enemy would come against them, they would shine those torches, they would blow those trumpets, and the enemy was so confused, they began to fight each other. God gave them the victory in the day of Midian without them lifting a finger. God did all of that for them. And that's the image Isaiah calls up here. The yoke is taken away, the staff from the shoulder gone, the rod of the oppressor broken by God. It is all His work, all what He has done. They were the recipients of God's blessing and complete victory. And that's what we celebrate on this Christmas day as well. We who know Jesus Christ, who know God with us, have every reason to celebrate, because God Himself has done everything necessary to secure our release from captivity. It's not as if God does His part and we do our part. God does it all. We are released, these oppressions broken as in the day of Midian. We have been set free, liberated. I had a man in one of the congregations that I served who had spent time in a prisoner of war camp. Perhaps some of you have experienced that. And he recounted to me the joy when that camp was liberated. He was set free. He was released. That is what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ, by His powerful work. That is the glory of the gospel, that it is for us simply to embrace Jesus Christ. We don't offer Him anything. He has done everything for us. This morning, once again, God calls you, simply believe that. Trust in Him. Know this Jesus Christ and celebrate as in the day of Midian when God had the complete victory. He says in verse 5, for every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Even the implements of war are now destroyed. So complete is the victory that God secures. It is a day for joyful celebration as we know Jesus Christ has come to accomplish the work God sent him to do. This work accomplished through a child. Verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. God would send a child, a special child in the line of David to sit on David's throne. We talked about that a couple sermons ago. To sit as a royal king over God's people. And this child, this special royal child given a royal name. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This fourfold royal name for Emmanuel, God with us. He will be Wonderful Counselor. The words used here bring up the idea of perfect wisdom. Wisdom is always knowing just the right thing to do at the right time. And this counselor would be perfect in the counsel that he would give. Wonderful in counsel. That is what Jesus does. He is the one who continues to counsel us, his people, teaching us with his authority through his holy word. That's why it's so important that we continue to study God's word day after day and week after week. Jesus is wonderful in counsel. He has perfect wisdom. He knows what is best for his people. And he teaches us that glorious truth in his word. We must be good students of that word and celebrate the Son who is wonderful in counsel. He is Mighty God. And we talked in one of our sermons about the fact that he is a warrior king. He is one who comes and perfectly accomplishes the purposes he sets out. He is the Mighty God, not only going as a human king against human forces, but Jesus Christ comes as the God-man, the divine king, the royal warrior, who will come and not simply defeat a human foe, but will defeat Satan himself. He comes, as the apostle says, to destroy the works of the devil. That's what we celebrate at Christmas time. Jesus Christ, the royal king, mighty God, who came to perfectly release the people from captivity and destroy the works of the devil himself. He is called Wonderful Counselor. He is called Mighty God. He is called Everlasting Father. And this speaks of his care and his love and his concern for those who are his own. A father lovingly cares for his children. He is their protector. He is their provider. And that is what Jesus does for us. He is our protector. He, by the power of his Spirit, protects us as we live our lives. He, by the power of his Spirit, encourages us that we might walk in his ways, in the path of freedom, in the path of safety, not going back to the ways of sin. Jesus continues to work in the life of his people. He is our provider, the one who we can turn to day after day after day to give us strength, to give us peace, to give us comfort, to give us hope,
to give us assurance. He has that compassionate, loving relationship with those who are His own. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came to bring peace. He came to be our peace, the one who would stand between a holy God and a sinful man. God is holy, God is perfect, God is righteous, God is light. His eyes are too pure to look upon sin, and we are those who are fallen and sinful. Someone had to make reconciliation between those two, bring those two parties at peace with each other. That's what Jesus Christ does. He is the Prince of Peace, the one who is our propitiation, who turns aside the wrath of God for us, that we might be at peace with God. We celebrate that today. God, through Jesus Christ, has removed our sin, covered our sin, taken away our sin, that we might now be at peace with Him. And because of that peace He has accomplished between us and God, we can be at peace within ourselves as well. We can know that Jesus Christ came as the Prince of Peace. He has truly taken away all of our sins. We have been washed. We have been cleansed. We are new creatures in Him. We don't have to keep beating ourselves up. We don't have to keep living with guilt and with blame. But Jesus makes peace even within ourselves, knowing what He has done to remove the offense. Peace in our own hearts, peace in our own minds. He will be Prince of Peace. And He is the one who makes peace between us and others because of what He has done. He has come that we could be at peace with God. He has removed our sins. He has removed the sins of all of God's people. And so we no longer need to be at enmity with each other. We who know that peace in our own lives don't hold grudges against other people. We can be at peace. We can be reconciled together as the people of God. That happens within our church, being reconciled. That happens in our families. We can be reconciled together. When we know what God has done for us, when God has forgiven all of our sins, holds none of them against us, who are we to hold anything against a brother or sister in Christ? He is Wonderful Counselor. He is Mighty God. He is Everlasting Father. He is Prince of Peace. This glorious royal child we celebrate on this Christmas day. And don't miss verse 6. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. This royal child comes for His people. He comes for His own. He is a gift from God to His own. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This glorious gift of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, given to His people. That's why we gather today. That's why we, as God's people, we may celebrate as families too. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. But we gather as the family of God. Because this glorious gift has been given to us. We as a body celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. And just like all gifts that we receive, this glorious gift of Jesus Christ is a gift that is meant to be shared. Now, kids, maybe if you get a special toy or something this Christmas time, you'll want to play with that toy and play with that toy. But pretty soon, I think mom or dad is going to say, now, don't forget, you need to share with your brother and sister. The same is true with this glorious gift from God. We have received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. A Savior has been born to you. That glorious message was revealed not only to shepherds long ago, that message is revealed to us once again today. And it is for us to share. It is for us to share with those around us, perhaps in our families, those who do not yet know Jesus Christ. It is for those of us to share with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with our friends. We must not hoard this gift of the glorious message, but we must take this glorious gift and share it indiscriminately with those around us. And then we will truly enter into the celebration of Jesus Christ, a child is born to you. As we share that glorious gift, as we share that wonderful treasure, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, sharing that with those around us. That will help you to truly celebrate this Christmas season. It's Christmas morning. It's right, it's proper, it's fitting for us to gather together to worship and to praise God. For truly a Savior has been born to us. Today we celebrate. Emmanuel, God with us, to us a child has been born. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we do thank you and we praise you for this wonderful Christmas morning. We thank you we can gather around your word and hear once again how you are always faithful to the promises that you make. You spoke through the prophet Isaiah so many years before the Christ child would come, and yet he comes and he is exactly as that which was promised. Lord God, thank you for revealing that glorious truth to us once again this morning. May we take this truth that we know, share this glorious gift with those around us to bring glory and honor and praise to you. Hear our prayer, O God, for Jesus' sake. Amen.